Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the next Brexit deadline is just weeks away, so let's take a break from the news for a Brexit edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Chris Hawkins is a DJ at BBC Radio 6 Music. He joins us from Manchester in the UK. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, and you host the morning show Here, Chris. You can be found all over the BBC airwaves. How did you get into DJing, first of all?
I did it from when I was a kid. I always loved music and I loved radio, so I've got the perfect job that combines the two.
And does Brexit come up on your show very much?
Does Brexit get talked about much here in the UK? Well, I think you probably know the answer to that. It doesn't come up too much on my show, but that's by way of avoidance on purpose.
Okay, yes, a little escape for people who are listening. But the first song that you have brought us was actually inspired by Brexit, according to its authors. This is Great by Idols.
Mighty water.
So for people who could not hear what was said there, Blighty wants her blue passport, not quite sure what the union's for, burning bridges and closing doors, not sure what she sees on the seashore. Okay, so I guess we know where the idols come down on Brexit.
Yeah, it's a huge dig at Brexit, this song, by a band that I absolutely adore. And they're very passionate about everything that they do, and that's their great Brexit diatribe. Joe also says, the singer, that there should be no blame, no hate, just love. So, in fact, despite it being fairly obvious which side they come down on, actually what Idols are saying there is that despite the divides that have been created as a result of Brexit, that we need to love one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next one that you have brought us has a title that makes me think it might have to do with Brexit, but we'll see. This is Borders by Sam Fender. Got a very 80s sound to it, Chris.
Very Bruce Springsteen.
That's
who he's been compared
to. Bruce Springsteen.
And there's shades of Tom Petty about him too. I'm so excited by him. He is one of the biggest stars in the UK right now. His album Hypersonic Missiles went straight to number one. He is an amazingly talented artist. And that sounds possibly not the most in vogue or fashionable, but I think what it is proof that quality songs and musicianship can really win through whatever the genre. He is pretty amazing. His name's Sam Fender.
Okay, well, the next one is by Another Sky. This is called Life Was Coming In Through the Blinds.
Oh,
Very unusual sound there. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, now I think these guys are brilliant, and I think they have huge potential to break in the States. They do big, they do epic with the shades of Radiohead and Alt-J and the XX about them. They are a London band, and their singer, Katrin's, got this extraordinary voice. She describes it herself as pining choir boy, and it can do things that voices shouldn't do, and it pierces through their either subtle and soft and tense moments or breaks through their big wall of sound production. I think they are awesome.
How do you find the music that you put on your show?
So it's a constant search, Jeremy. So I'm sent a lot of music, maybe 100 new songs every single week. I think it's a big part of what I do. My responsibility is to search out what's best.
And does it really make a band when you put them on your show?
You know what? It's so exciting. I think it's one of the greatest privileges I have is introducing a new band and playing a band for the first time and getting that first reaction from an audience hearing something for the first time.
Okay, well, the next one we have is called None of My Friends. This is by Liz Lawrence. This one's got a similar sound to that Sam Fender song, Borders.
Yeah, so maybe that's a thing right now. She's a great singer-songwriter who is with the indie band Bombay Bicycle Club for a long time. And in fact, she's going to be touring with them as their support soon. She's a total star. And I think you can hear how the words at least sound like they come very easily to her. They just flow. And I love that kind of casual and relaxed delivery that she has. And I love the lyrics there. I think that probably they're my favorite lyrics of the year. None of my friends are okay. I'd call you up just to cancel our plans. You're not put out, you were hoping to cancel too. It's kind of got a low-key message, and in an understated way, it's still very, very smart. It's from an album called Pity Party.
You know, Bombay Bicycle Club was the name of a restaurant on the outskirts of town in my hometown in Illinois.
And you know what? They're named after a chain of Indian takeaways in the UK.
There you go. Okay, well, the last one we have time for today is Beta. This is by Model Man. A chill sound here to wrap it up here, Chris.
Yeah, I think they're very, very cool. They're two brothers, Model Man, and I think they have the potential to really explode. I'm a huge fan of 90s dance music, and clearly that's their reference point there, and that house sound really coming through, particularly that house piano. I think there's something special.
Do you find, I just want to ask you, that music is starting in the UK and coming to the US these days, or the other way around, or both?
It depends which side of the pond you're speaking from. I guess it's a two-way street. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Arcade Fire. I played on my show this morning. I'm a massive fan of The National, and I think that they, for example, are a huge influence on so many bands. They feel relatively new, but their sound's inspiring in the UK now all the time.
That is Chris Hawkins, who is a DJ at BBC Radio 6 Music in the UK. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.